Let's finish out and talk about your 35-year-old man.
Yeah, this was fascinating, guys. So a 35-year-old, asymptomatic. If I remember, he was like a firefighter or a first responder. And notes swelling in his scrotum, goes to the doctor, testicular mass, gets inguinal orchiectomy. And it turns out it's not really in the testicle, it's in the epididymis. Histologically, you can see the difference. And it's read as a diffuse large B-cell lymphoma versus a follicular lymphoma grade 3B. So you say, gee, testicular lymphoma, grade 3B, DLBCL, this needs R-CHOP, it needs treatment of the other testicle eventually, it needs CNS prophylaxis. And the guy comes saying, I feel great, I don't want this, and I'm about ready to explain to him why I know you feel great, you have stage 1E, but you really need treatment. And then we got a chance to look at the pathology, and then it was really clear to us it wasn't testicular, it was paratesticular. He's a young man. It looked like follicular lymphoma, and we had an expert pathologist who had helped write the guidelines, and he says, this looks like pediatric follicular lymphoma. It looks like 3B. It doesn't stain for BCL2. It doesn't have the 14-18 translocation. It's usually localized, but it's usually in the head and neck area, but I've never seen it here, but this is what it looks like.
But I mean, where would it be arising from?
Well, you know, we have lymph tissue everywhere. So usually it's up in the head and neck, it's probably nodes.
Yeah.
But there are some extra nodal sites, you know. That area is a little unusual as to why it arose there. Did he have epididymitis? Did he have some inflammation that could have then triggered this with lymphocytic infiltrate? There's really no known way. I mean, it's never been, to my knowledge, described there. You look for epididymal lymphoma, you find isolated case reports, and most of them are DLBCL, at least by definition. Maybe if we went back, we would find that more of these were this entity.
And just to clarify, but you also see actual involvement of the testes in diffuse large B-cell,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, exactly.
So this is different.
This is totally different. And so now we got something that's not in the testis and is not diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. It's pediatric follicular lymphoma in an extranodal site separate from the testis. So now...
What's pediatric FL?
So this is this entity that looks... It's these big, large, expansile follicles full of centroblasts, large cells, looks for all the world like an aggressive B-cell lymphoma, but it behaves localized, indolent, resection is usually adequate.
Wow.
And the guy is in his 30s. We think about it, if he was 10, we'd say, gee, follicular lymphoma in a 10-year-old, that's really rare. Let's look at what it is. In a 30-year-old, you go, well, yeah, it happens. So it takes, if someone weren't really alert to this diagnosis, which is exceedingly rare, you would never have made it. So it has to be in the forefront of the clinician and the pathologist. One or the other or both has to at least think about it, say, I want the 14-18 translocation. Gee, it's negative. That can happen in follicular threes, but BCL2 stain's negative. The whole picture doesn't fit clinically. And then you start to think, gee, follicular lymphoma, localized 1E, that's pretty rare. You put it all together, you go to an expert pathologist who says, yep, that's what this is. And now we've gone from a guy who needs extensive chemotherapy to a guy who says, hey, you know, you're cured. You know, you can be followed, but you don't need anything else at this point.